Hi there. There we go, 7:38 in the morning. You know, our guest came in all the way from up north and was only 6 minutes late. I think that's actually pretty damn good.
That's what I said.
Ricky Wright's here from the YMCA Mystic Lake Camp. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Tell me about your drive.
Well, I had pretty rough weather until about Alma.
Really?
So we're getting some more winter weather up north, and it only makes sense because it's March.
Well, yeah. You guys have had, some really harsh weather, and you're up, near Clare.
Yep.
You know, the Clare area. And further north, it's even worse.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So how much snow do you think you've gotten at Mystic Lake?
We easily have on the ground right now a couple of feet.
Couple feet, yeah. Man, oh man. Well, welcome to the show. Nice to have you back.
It's great to be here.
YMCA, of course, does many great things, including the Mystic Lake Camp, which is, it's hard to really describe it, so I'll let you describe it. How would you describe your camp?
Well, I mean, in a couple of words, life-changing. Our programs help youth and families learn skills, make memories. It's just the things that you do at camp tend to stick with you the rest of your life.
What amazes me is how focused you remain. I've known you a long time. You're the executive director. You've been there how many years now?
This will be my 21st summer at Mystic Lake.
21 years at Mystic Lake, and yet you retain the enthusiasm. You can explain it to someone who's never heard of the place before as if you'd just gotten there. How do you keep that? That's a personal thing. That's you, but the camp probably helps some too.
Well, yeah, but I'm a product of the camp. I started there as a camper,
right?
I just don't know that we do these things for kids or hope that we do these things for kids. I know that we do them because it's what it did for me.
Right?
It gave me a direction in life. It gave me a path in life. I had struggles growing up, and I was probably one of those the kids that you'd consider at risk.
Right.
And I went up to camp, and I was exposed to positive role models, and I got to do fun outdoor activities. The counselors truly became friends to me, and they kind of showed me the right path to be on. And here I am all these years later, trying to give back, I guess.
And do it for a living, too, which doesn't hurt, because you live at the camp year-round, right?
I do. I'm there year-round. There's a few of us that live there year-round.
And that could be nothing but beautiful to get up and look at that every day.
It's pretty amazing. There's no question about it.
Do you get snowbound ever?
No. And we live up north. We tend to own four-wheel drive trucks and put plows in the front.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You can get in and out of there.
It's part of the deal.
But coming back and forth to Lansing is part of the gig, right? Because you've got the media here, the offices, the main offices are here. I'm sure you're here for meetings and stuff.
Yep. Down here typically once or twice a week. And
wow.
A lot of our friends of camp are down here. And, right. Most of the kids we serve come from the Tri-County area.
Sure.
So this is kind of our home base.
Hope you like driving, Ricky.
I enjoy it. I've got a lot of great music on my phone.
Well, and good music, and you can think. It's good thinking the time. I like driving for thinking.
Yeah, it helps. And the greatest part about my drive is I can get your show almost the entire way.
Ricky, that alone is just the greatest news ever. Being totally focused on me. Thank you. I appreciate that. Tell me what's going on. Tell me where we're at.
Well, one of the things I really wanted to get in here and talk about today was on the 4th of April, we're having an alumni gathering here in Lansing at the Barn at Waldemar. It's kind of a neat partnership that we're starting to develop there. And
sure.
We're trying to reconnect with our past so that we can build our future. And so anybody that's ever been to Mystic Lake Camp, whether
ever.
You were a camper, family camper, whether you've been a donor, whatever your experience has been there, you're invited on April 4th.
A parent dropping a kid off, anyone who's been involved in the Mystic Lake experience.
That's right. We consider you an alumni if you've ever stepped foot on our property.
Sure. That makes sense. And you can get people together. And, of course, you can fundraise.
Absolutely.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah, that's a big part of what we do.
Well, sure. And getting those people together and reminding them what a good time it was in their life. Is a good thought. Plus, people can reconnect with people. I know that when I told the girls about this, they were like, "Oh, I wish we could go." I don't think they can, but they want to, and that's nice. There's a strong desire, and now they're 25 and 20, and there's a deep desire to reconnect with camp. Mystic Lake did a lot for them, and my grandkids go now too.
Right,
as
yep.
you know, I can't recommend it higher. It's one of the most important things that you can do for kids is to give them experiences, and this is one of them, man. The YMCA Mystic Lake experience. It's usually a week. Is it typically a week visit that people?
Yeah, most of our programs are a week long. We do have some that are longer, 2 week programs.
Right.
We have some children that sign up for multiple programs throughout the summer, so they may spend 4, 6, maybe even all 8 weeks with us.
Yeah, if you want to, you can. You could
absolutely
can stay the whole time. And then during changeover day, what does that kid do? Does the kid have to leave and come back?
Or? We actually make Saturdays in between the sessions kind of a special time for those kids.
Really?
It's a little bit more relaxed than our normal camp schedule. We have special things that we do with them. Plus, there's not a lot of kids that stay over, so they get some real, real, real strong attention from the counselors and maybe get to do some activities that their age group wouldn't normally get to do.
Or maybe help, because resetting is a big part of Saturday.
Absolutely.
You got to reset that like a cruise ship. You got to reset it, fix stuff, clean stuff, get it back just right so it's a clean slate for the next kid's experience.
That's right. Saturdays are a pretty busy day for us.
I'm saying. And now that you've not got that old jalopy bus, it's not as much fun.
Yeah.
Our kids went on that beautiful old jalopy. Now we have a nice, clean Dean Trailways bus.
We do. Dean's been great to the Y.
Yes, he has. But, wow, that old bus was a hoot.
You know, every time I come on this show, you talk about that bus.
I loved it because it had character. It was a camp bus. If you conjure up any camp movie, you know, it's like that was the camp bus.
There's no question that if you shut your eyes, you can picture Bill Murray from Meatballs driving our camp bus.
Seriously.
Back in the day.
And I swear, even if we had to take a brand new bus and put a jalopy look to it, you know, it should look like that. Every camp bus really ought to look like that.
That thing had more colors over the years.
Oh, my God. It really was something. The way that the kids always had friends before they got to camp.
Yeah.
The bus ride, I mean, it's great if your parents want to, you know, drop the kids off. Fine. They encourage that parental interface, especially if it's your first time. But if you don't mind, you should pay, $40 more or whatever, for the kids to be on the bus. They make friends on the way up. And usually, before our kids set foot on Mystic Lake every year, they'd have a new camp friend.
Yeah, the bus is it's part of the experience.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's kind of like going on a trip somewhere. You know, the flight there is part of the experience.
It truly is. Okay, so Mystic Lake, of course. What is your season? When do you guys get started this year?
Summer camp starts the third week of June.
Okay,
but of course we are open. You know, we're serving groups now. But registration is open. We do have a special running right now, so we have an early bird registration special where folks can save some money.
Really?
If they register by the end of this month.
Okay. So you save a little chunk.
Yep, by March 31st, they save a little change, and you know maybe they can put it in the camp store, or maybe it gives them an opportunity to donate at the camp so we can help get more kids there.
There you go. It is about donations. I got to tell you, it costs not a whole lot of money to send the kid to camp.
Yeah, it's pretty reasonable.
I think it's really reasonable for as safe as it is, as fun as it is, how many activities are included, the food is included. It's all there. All-inclusive resort getaway.
That's right.
For, what is it, approximately $500 for the week?
It's $460 for 1 week.
Yeah, that's a deal. So when you have other activities, too, you can sign on to go to the pony camp.
Yep, you can do the horseback riding club, and we've got Wrangler camp, ranch camp, a whole slew of specialty camps. We have some backpacking trips, discovery adventure, tree climbing. I don't know if you know this fact, we were the very first camp in the country to offer technical tree climbing back in 1995 when we offered that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I know our mayor sure liked the tree swing.
Yes.
I loaded his ass into that thing, as you know, and up he went.
Yep, the giant swing.
He went and did it. Then he went canoeing. And, you know, I got to tell you, the mayor's camp is a special time, too. I look forward to it every year.
Planning is underway for that now, too.
Let me know.
We will definitely
I'll be there, checkbook
you know.
In hand, buddy.
We appreciate that.
Whatever you guys need, pretty much, I'm telling you. I'm a big believer because it's hit me personally with my kids, my grandkids, but more importantly even than that, is that way before that, I knew what you guys did. I saw firsthand the data of how you change kids' lives. Some of these guys, it'll be their only real outdoor experience as a youth.
Yeah, you know,
which seems remarkable.
For some of these kids, it might be the only vacation that not only they get this year, but it may be the only vacation they get for several years.
Period.
And so it really is a special place. And, you know, this is our 89th summer.
Oh, you know, the original land donated by our Eoles.
That's correct, yeah.
Ransom Eoles has a strong Lansing connection, you might say.
Yeah.
And that was some of his summer place, one of his summer places up there. Gave the whole land, the lake in its entirety, is that correct?
Or? Yeah, he deeded the property to the Y after a few years because he was so impressed by what was going on up there for youth.
Right, and it remains so.
It does, yeah. We have 600 acres of private land, a 90-acre private lake. We actually have three lakes now. We found that we have frontage on a third lake that we didn't know about. We discovered that about 4 years ago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, you had an extra lake.
So we've got an extra lake.
Oh, that's great. Let me go for a second here to talk to Jim Geyer. Jim's got the weather. What's going on outside, buddy?
Right now it's just cloudy, but we do have some snow heading our way. It's been snowing from about Alma down toward Kalamazoo, and that's slowly heading in our direction. And while we will see some snow today, it's not going to be a whole lot. Most of mid-Michigan will be seeing less than an inch of snow. We're getting the morning commute in dry before that snow moves in. And then it looks like the snow will move out by the time the evening commute gets underway. Our temperature today tops out around 20 degrees, back down to 10 tonight with mostly cloudy skies. Tomorrow we'll see a few peaks of sunshine, and for areas to our south from Jackson southward, there will be a couple of snow showers to start the day. Thursday partly sunny, and by Friday we're into the mid-30s. Right now it's just cloudy, and we're at 8 degrees.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
See ya. All right, Ricky Wright's here, Executive Director of the YMCA Mystic Lake Camp. They've got a campers reunion coming up, and you know what's great is my phone. My phone goes off whenever you're on the air. People say, hi to Ricky, hi to Ricky, hi to Ricky. I got a daughter saying hi to Ricky. I got Teresa Szymanski, former chief of police of Lansing.
Yeah.
Say hi to Ricky.
Hello, Teresa.
I got my son Jake. Hi to Ricky. It's the way it works. I got Annie on the phone. Annie, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a nice camp experience, you remember?
I do for my son. I don't know if Rick remembers my son or not. Kai Hansen.
I don't know.
Absolutely. He was there back in the 90s.
Oh, my God. He remembers.
Yes.
You're not making that up?
No. I remember her son, East Lansing. Am I right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. And I just wanted to let you know, let everybody know out there what a world of difference your camp made for him.
I really appreciate that.
He works with kids now. You know, he volunteers. He coaches soccer, and he's worked with the football teams and track teams at the school and stuff. But he always keeps saying, I'm going to get back up there. But he's in Texas now. He moved down there about 6 months ago.
Okay. Well, it sounds like he's doing great things.
He is. He is. And I can't tell you how much that camp, Mystic Lake, turned his life around.
It can do that. It can help turn a life around. It can help support other things that are turning a life around. And it can also just help support someone that's going the right direction. I mean, it's not a place for wayward kids as much as it is a place for all kids. But they have challenges, some of these guys. And I'll tell you, you learn a whole new way of thinking up there.
Absolutely.
Yes, you do.
Annie, you'll have to ask Kai about this. I recall so many years ago he did a skit at Campfire where he reenacted a Saturday Night Live Chris Farley bit.
Oh, he did that for a long time. He was so good at that.
He's probably still doing it once in a while on Saturdays. That's awesome. Thank you, Annie. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Good to talk to you, Rick.
You too.
Well, there you go. You can just hear it in her voice, the difference in someone's life. How do you remember that kid? There's how many kids have gone through there?
Well, I mean, it's you know, 6,000 a year. So
you remember a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, you know, they change our life. The folks that were, I mean, my life gets enriched every single day by each person I come in contact with.
But come on, as a human, as a friend, guy to guy here, it's got to burn you out a little bit, right? Aren't there strains in this job?
Sure, it's stressful.
Well, how do you keep refreshing yourself?
When you see a life changed, mm-hmm. you know that whatever you went through to make that happen, that right. it was worth it.
Right.
We shed a lot of tears. We share a lot of hugs.
Yeah.
You know, we rely on each other up there working there because it does get hard. I mean, we're cranking hours and we're taking care of the most important thing to a parent, their child.
Right.
And with that comes great responsibility, but with it also comes great opportunity and the opportunity to make sure that we can partner with parents to set kids on the right path.
Man, you are definitely the right man for the job. You know, there are times when you aren't sure if someone's the right person for the job. Then there's times you know, right, Amy?
I can't wait till Ashton is six.
I'm serious. I mean, really, Rick.
Well, I appreciate that.
God bless you and your staff.
I feel very fortunate to be able to do what I do for a living. You know, some years ago, I always said I wanted to be the executive director at camp. And some years ago, a buddy of mine who's actually pretty big in radio out in Wisconsin said to me, I got the job, and he said, now that you achieved your dream, what do you do? I said, now I get to live it.
Right, maintain it.
You know, and that's what I feel like I'm doing every day is living a dream, and that dream is helping kids grow up right.
It's true. And again, it's great for at-risk, quote-unquote, kids.
Absolutely.
But it is by no means only for at-risk kids. I got my lily-white little family up there, and I said, you're going to go up there, and you meet all kinds of different people from different backgrounds, and you're going to have a good time. And they came back. I mean, I'll tell you what, when you're a young person, toe-to-toe, side-by-side, going through camp experience, there's no room for bigotry, racism, a lot of the things that adults get caught up in, the kids absolutely don't care about. And then as they get older, because you go up into the teens, there are attitudes, but they tend to melt away. Not a lot of tough guys left by the end of the week.
No, you know, and the beautiful thing is that, you know, not only do kids learn there, you know, a cabin mate falls down and they help pick them up,
right.
But, you know, two people that may have never thought that they'd be there for one another
right.
end up being lifelong friends.
It's really true. It sounds so sort of corny, but the best stuff is the corny stuff, and it's for real. There aren't a lot of things out there that resonate truthfully in this world anymore, it seems. There's always an angle, you know, there's always... look, how about that? It was a selfie, but it was set up. And you know,
sure.
There's always a setup. You guys are so setup free. You guys are an oasis of non-pollution in every way that matters.
The only thing we're intentional about, really, is making sure that kids are safe, that kids have fun,
yep.
and that kids learn things that are going to help them get through life. We're very intentional about that, but that's the setup. I mean, we don't set up conversations.
No.
We don't set up life-changing moments. They just happen.
They
for
do,
us.
And they do just happen.
And that's what's so amazing about it.
And I'll tell you, if you're a parent or a grandparent, I completely endorse this program to go pay full price and do what you got to do to go. But if you're someone who maybe needs help with a scholarship and things like that, how do people find out about that?
There's a number of different ways. The easiest way is just go to our website, mysticlakecamp.com, and on there, there's it'll navigate you on how to get in touch with us up at camp through email, through the phone, and we scholarship over 300 campers every summer.
Right. There are scholarships, and then, of course, there's Mayor's Camp.
Mayor's Camp, that's a totally fully funded program. We do in partnership with the Hope Scholars Program in the Lansing School District.
Yep.
And, you know, this year our goal is to get 100 kids to camp. Last year we had 87, which was the largest program to date for Mayor's Camp.
What a crowd. I mean, they were so attentive when the mayor was talking to them. All the sponsors get a chance to talk, so I gave a little talk. But the mayor's talk was off the record, and he went into his challenges as a kid. And it was really quite emotional.
It was, actually. I mean, he really let his guard down there.
He really did. I was really impressed.
Yeah, that was a special moment for those kids. And a lot of those kids recognized how special that moment was, that here's this man who's in the public eye, who maybe has an appearance at times of being a little guarded. And, boy, he really shed his skin that day and said, here's what can happen for you folks.
Yeah, it was really impressive. I even went over and asked the guy to turn the camera off because they were taping it. I'm like, man, I know you don't want this on tape. Because he was very, very compelling.
It was an untapeable moment, but a teachable moment.
A very teachable. And if you get a chance to support Mayor's Camp, let me tell you, if you're a business person, we have a hell of a fun program where we not only support Mayor's Camp and have that gratification, but we tend to take a little bus ride up for a day, say hi to the kids, and then the mayor buys ice cream on the way back.
Yeah, which that's a special thing in itself.
It's a tradition, stopping in Mount Pleasant, having the mayor buy you a tasty freeze. That's the best. But there's room on the bus for you folks listening. If you want to give me a call, and I'll tell you how you can do that. Because Mayor's Camp is very special to me. And to see these kids, you know, transform in just 7 days is really something. I can't say enough about you. I'm out of great things to say about you. Let's plug the place some more. What all do you want to make sure people understand today? The reunion is coming up.
The reunion is coming up. It's Friday, April 4th. It's going to be at the Waldemar Nature Center, 5:30 to 8:30. We'll have dinner. It's a pretty laid-back evening, just an opportunity, folks, to reconnect with the camp staff, the fellow alums. Registration for summer camp is open. The early bird registration ends March 31st.
What's the website?
MysticLakeCamp.com.
MysticLakeCamp.com. Thank you, Ricky Wright. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
You're listening to Tim Barron.